Gecko's Complaint, a folktale from Bali. One night, a village chief was awakened out of a deep sleep by five calls of Gecko, 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 Gecko. It was Gecko the lizard.
I must see the chief. I'm not happy.
Being a wise and kindly man, the chief received him, even though it was in the middle of the night. To the rest of his fellow creatures, it might have seemed that Gecko had no reason at all to complain. He could do so many things that other creatures could not do. With the pads on the tip of his toes, he could walk up a wall or hang upside down from the ceiling. And he could grow a tail if he lost one in battle. No other animal could do that.
Gecko, what do you have to complain about? The chief asked.
Well, I can't sleep. Night after night, Firefly bothers me with his sparks of fire.
I have heard you. I will speak to Firefly, the chief told Gecko. Now go back to your house and try to sleep.
The next day, the chief called Firefly and told him about Gecko's complaint.
Is it only Gecko you are disturbing? He asked. Or is it possible that others are also bothered by your light flashing into their eyes?
It was daytime, so Firefly's light was no longer burning, and he spoke very humbly to the chief.
Well, I meant no harm, sir. In fact, I thought I was doing something good. I heard the drumming of Woodpecker as he struck his bill on the tree trunk, and I thought it was a cuckoo drum calling the villagers to awake and gather together. I was only flashing my light to pass on the message.
The chief then decided to ask Woodpecker about this. He found him boring away with his chisel-like bill and told him what Firefly had said.
I, too, was only sounding an alarm, sir, said the woodpecker. I heard the thwack, quack, quack of frog in the rice paddies, and I thought it was a warning that an earthquake was coming, so I just passed on the message.
The chief went in search of Frog, who, meanwhile, had heard that he would be interrogated. Even before the chief could ask, he said,
The reason I was quack, quack, quacking more and more louder than usual is that I saw a black beetle walking down the road carrying his muck, which I thought was so dirty and so unhealthy that I had to stop him.
That is indeed bad, thought the chief. I must speak to Beetle at once.
Black Beetle, plump and gleaming like polished copper, was also very humble and respectful as he explained the situation to the chief.
You see, sir, water buffalo comes by so often dropping his pat in the middle of the road that I just thought it was my duty to clean it up.
The chief was now beginning to lose his patience.
Tell Water Buffalo I wish to see him at once, he ordered.
Then Water Buffalo slowly approached. He, too, was polite, but he expressed great displeasure with Black Beetle's report.
It's clear, he said, that I'm not appreciated. Rain washes away all the stones in the road, and I fill up the holes. Who else does that, I ask you?
The village chief was getting very tired. But he decided that he had better listen to Rain's story next. When he found Rain, he realized Rain was very angry.
Water Buffalo was complaining about me, he asked. Without me, there are no mosquitoes. And if there are no mosquitoes, Gecko is hungry and unhappy. Don't speak to me, speak to Gecko.
So the chief called Gecko in once more. In a stern voice, he said,
Gecko, no more complaining. We're all connected in ways we sometimes can't see. Go home and live at peace with all your neighbors.
And so Gecko did. Thank you. We are all dependent on each other in many ways. Worms make our soil healthy for vegetables to grow. Thanks to farmers, we have good food to eat. Without someone to recycle our garbage, we'd all have smelly mountains of garbage outside our doors. Gecko and the village chief discovered their own interdependence when Firefly started flashing his light in the middle of the night. What are you dependent on? Who is dependent on you?